Act Two, Taking Europe by Storm. Marvin spent the next 10 years of her life continuing her studies, singing, dancing, acting, and performing in some of Europe's leading concert halls and opera theaters. Reviews of her performances in these venues confirmed her unequivocal talent, acknowledged her beauty and stage presence, and applauded her exceptional acting and dancing abilities. She excelled in her performance as the lead artist in Richard Strauss's Salome, Giacomo Puccini's Madame Butterfly, in addition to Verdi's Aida, among other major works. European reviewers had much to say about her appearances in French, Italian, English, and German performing arts venues. Her voice has the individual allure and innocence that is remarkably beautiful and powerful. It passes every challenge. By Marvin, the character of Salome does not only get a tremendously alluring wisp of exoticism, but there's a trace of innocence, a lack of responsibility that opera singers mostly lack, but actually belong to Salome's essence. A borderly rhythmic black Salome with a slender, aesthetic head, high-towered head of hair, sparkling teeth, and a translucent, white-flowing tulle garments. A voice with a subdued middle voice and a high voice with smooth intensity. The name part of Salome was trusted to the young exotic artist Marvin Betch, who proved that the reputation of an unusual vocal and theatrical talent was rushing ahead of her. This Salome in the latest production in Braunschweiger Brunswick is the American Marvin Betch, the true star of the play. Her exotic appearance places the viewer in a fascinating upheaval from the moment she gets up from the banquet of Herod and slides down the circular staircase. It is Marvin Betch's first time on stage. The better her performance has to be rated, as slim as a wand, delicate, cat-like, lurking and sneaking like a cheetah, at the same time ranging the whole sentimental scale of human passion from lyric sinking to the rush of lust murder. Marvin Betch characterizes a Salome that cannot be forgotten quickly. First, she cautiously came into the difficult soprano parts and then unfolded her dramatic voice more and more. She effortlessly withstood the extensive demand until she reached the climactic scene in the finale. The voice stayed gallant in every pitch, timbre, and volume range on all rates. To this promising vocal art came the portrayal, which, despite feisty outbursts, always stayed under control.